Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, Vero Beach and the Treasure Coast. It is our final Wine Wednesday in the month of May. We have blinked, May has transpired, and we have nothing but exciting things to look forward to as we embark upon the month of June. In the studio, an incredibly appropriate, we have Mr. Bob Stanley here. He's the wine director of the 4th annual Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival, bigger and better than ever, improving upon itself each and every year. Welcome, kind sir.
Thank you very much, Anna Valencia Tillery.
I just enjoy this habit that we have of every time we meet, we drink wine. It's the best tradition on the planet.
That's why I love your show. I can envision the wine while I'm actually tasting wine at home. And I'm retired, so I can do it that time of the day.
You can, yes, you do as you see fit. However, for somebody who's retired, you're incredibly busy, and this festival is an immense undertaking. In fact, sitting beside you, we have Janet Serzant. Welcome, my dear.
Thank you, Anna.
And you are going to be one of the venue captains at the Vero Beach Theater Guild for the annual Wine and Film Festival, which is just a little over a week away. And so we're going to go into some details. We're going to let our listeners know how they can procure tickets, what they can anticipate. And in doing so, I can't possibly really divulge information and get the conversation flowing until we sip on a little something delicious. Mr. Bob Stanley, what have you brought for us?
Let's see if I can pop open a bottle of Zinfandel, my favorite red Zinfandel.
Very luscious. Okay. I love a good Zin.
You're the master.
Ta-da!
Oh, yeah.
That is official. The program can now begin, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I can't help but notice that this has an incredibly customized film festival label.
Yes, it does. Hey, can we hear the wine being poured? Let me put
Let's
it
try
on the
it.
Microphone.
Let's do it. Oh, it is so amazing.
Does that work?
It worked great.
Yes, I have a special label here. It's the Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival label. And it's from Windsor Vineyards in Sonoma. And they'll do special labels for anybody at no extra cost. And no, I'm not shilling for them, but I love their wines.
Wow, this is very exciting. In fact, let me grab that glass. I had the pleasure of winning this delicious bottle at a recent Sebastian River Area Chamber luncheon where Jerusha Stewart, who is our founder of the film festival, was able to present and show some trailers of various films that we can anticipate. And I mean, she really captivated the audience and got a lot of folks excited. So let's go into some of the details, shall we? Cheers, everyone in the studio.
Oh, yes. Here, I'll
cheers.
Take this
glass. Ting, ting.
Mm-hmm.
Chin, chin.
All right. So let's start with the fact that Thursday, June 6th kicks off the extravaganza.
Yes, it does. A week from today, just about.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a number of different venues, and it's important for folks to check out the website because the entire itinerary is posted there, right?
Yes, it is.
Let's talk about a couple of the different venues. Where are we going to be hosting a number of the different shows themselves, the shorts, the wine tent? I need
I
to know all these
Janet,
details.
Because you are one of the venue captains, mention some of the venues for the movies.
I will. I will be at the Theater Guild. Usually I'm there every day. But on Thursday, I will be at the Heritage Center where I first started. I was just a movie goer 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Bob came along and recruited me to be a people counter with a little clicker. And I guess I caught the bug and I volunteered every year after that.
Oh, wonderful.
But, the Theater Guild is one. Riverside Theater, the museum. Costa Este. Mm-hmm.
We'll be sipping on white wine at the museum, I'm
sometimes
guessing.
Sometimes at night.
Yeah, that's it. You got the rules.
Right. Of course,
and
the Heritage.
This year at the Heritage Center, it's Decor Envy Heritage Center.
Oh.
Decor Envy, one of our sponsors on Old Dixie, they're going to trip
Tiffany
that place out.
Tiffany and her team
out.
Is amazing.
You won't even recognize that historic building.
Oh, very
cool.
It's
going to be fab. Stop in there just to look around and catch a few movies.
And a couple years ago, I loved seeing the comedic shorts, and it was hosted there. That was just fantastic. So are we going to be... Okay, so again, let's start with Thursday. So it seems like it's going to be a wonderful way to kick it off. What time do things get started?
That's a really good question. Can you answer that?
Mm-hmm. I get there at 10. I'll be there until 10 at night.
That's a big long day.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But I could walk there. I live in town.
We love that. I love downtown.
I love that.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. I love being at the Heritage. So.
Yeah, for the movies, Heritage Center on Thursday, all day long.
All day long.
And also, debuting this year, we have Majestic Theater. We never had that before.
That is amazing. And now, Jerusha had divulged that particular location was very important to the next level of the festival because certain movies have a requirement of their showing, correct?
Gives us more credibility. And...
Well, what it is, to be eligible for an Emmy... she knows this more than me. Emmys, by the way,
films.
You have to have, like, I'm a baseball fan. For playoffs or sports, to get nominated for the Emmys, you have to have your movies in film festivals. And if we show at a real theater like that, I believe for 3 years in a row, then we're eligible to do the playoffs for the Emmys.
Got it. Which is huge. And, I mean, to have Majestic Theater, who is already a tremendous community partner, step up and be such an active role. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting indeed. Okay, so it starts Thursday. It's going to go all the way through Sunday. And there was a new introduction this year in the opportunity for folks to be a little bit more selective in their experiences. Can we share some of that information?
Wow. Do you know what she's talking about?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's the pick four. They can choose four films, and it doesn't have to be one day. They can just look at the schedule and the trailers and pick the movies that they like.
That's really wonderful because, I mean, these are big days, and they're... some of us that have to work. And so it's really nice to have the opportunity to mix and match a little bit, which hasn't been done before. So let's talk about the tiers, shall we? So that folks can get a sense of what the commitment level is and what some of the offerings are.
Okay. I want to go back a little bit. Anna, you mentioned the shorts.
Yes,
that
I love the shorts.
That feeds in beautifully on this. With the Pick Four Pass and the short movies, that's why you call them shorts, they might be 47 seconds, I think, is our shortest one. And it's hard to tell a whole story in 47 seconds.
Certainly.
Or the longest short is 20 minutes. So when you're talking about a Pick Four Pass, we have a series, a block of short movies, about 2 hours worth. That counts as one movie.
Aha.
So if you're doing a Pick Four, you may do... And the shorts are the most popular here in Vero for some reason. I like it because you go in there... you probably like all the shorts, and there's one you don't really like. It'll be over in 2 minutes.
Right, exactly. So, I would agree with that concept.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So the Pick Four really is the most flexible, and most movies play two times. So you can really go on the website, check out synopsis, the trailers, and we have the grid up there. So where and when, and you're going to have fun time over the weekend.
That's right. Okay. So now let's talk about the different levels, shall we? Because I see you have a fabulous little spreadsheet over there that describes the value of each of the options and some things that we can look forward to.
All right. As long as I've got this in my hand, Janet, I'll talk about it.
I don't have my glasses on.
Oh.
She'd rather sip on her Zinfandel,
yes.
Bob.
Well, take a sip of wine, will you, Janet? And relax.
I will.
The Premier Pass is virtually sold out. We can't talk about that. And I think Select Pass, which is a step down, is virtually the same thing because they get you extras, and a lot of the extras are sold out already. So I would suggest the Cinema Pass, which is fabulous. It gets you every venue all weekend long for movies. And at most of the movies, we do sip some wine. So there's wine all over the place. It also gets you in the world of Wine Tent, which is our Under the Oaks at Riverside Park, where we have seminars. We're always tasting wine in there. And the real bonus on that, what we call the Cinema Pass, is you do get the Cinema Uncorked Opening Night Bash,
ooh,
which opening night is really Friday night for that. So you can go to Riverside Theater. I think it seats 660 people. We have the award ceremony for the filmmakers who won the films, the competition, And we're going to show Hang Time, which is a wine movie. And then after that, you go down to the tent where I have 14 vintners are each tasting about 6 wines. We have plenty of food from Chef Ashley. It's a big party. So that cinema pass gets you all the movies all weekend long and that big party.
That is very smart. And may I ask the cost on the cinema pass, my dear?
Well, if you drop Janet's name, it's still the same.
Still the same.
Yet we're on a first name basis.
But when you think about all the food, all the movies, everything all weekend long, and this adult summer camp for 4 days, $125.
Wow, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Bargain. That is just wonderful.
Really. And the Pick Four pass, by the way, for people that work a lot, the Pick Four is great. Catch a couple evenings and a couple movies on the weekend. That's only $35.
Wonderful. And again, at each of the movies, there's going to be something back there for you to sip and chat with and get a little explanation on some of the different varietals that will be showcased throughout the weekend. In all fairness, Bob, you and your wine knowledge go way back. I mean, for folks that are listening, when I first came to town, which is 16 years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting you. You had hosted a Cellar to Cellar TV show on the local channel that was all about wine. How did your love affair with wine start?
I want to go back on that a bit because we were filming a TV show at a wine shop in Sebastian.
Yes.
Me and the other Bob. And here comes this cute girl in there, Anna Valencia, and she sells wine. She's going to be our guest. And why not? We got a pretty face on the show instead of these ugly guys, you know, in addition. And you were so nervous. And like, we were nervous because look at this cute girl. And Bob Roth reaches over with a glass of wine and says to you, here's how you relax for the TV show.
And it worked beautifully. I've been doing it ever since.
But to answer your question, I worked at the Ocean Grill and they had a nice wine list. And people asking me about wine, and I knew nothing. So I decided to study and learn about wine. It's like anybody, if you're curious about whatever is a fire burning in your breast, you know, you're going to go out there and learn it. So that's what I did. Study, you know, sip a lot of wine. So that's how I did it.
I love that. Now, we do have to go to a quick commercial break. I want to iterate to our listeners the website. Granted, you can just Google Vero Beach Film and Wine Festival. It'll pop right up, but it is an acronym, right?
VBWFF, Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival.
There you go. And so there is still an opportunity to get the cinema pass that will get you food and fun and an exclusive at the opening night Friday, along with a lot of other perks for just $125. There's still a few available. Again, we're talking about the 4th annual Vero Beach Film and Wine Festival. That is Thursday, June 6th through Sunday, June 9th. You're listening to the Vero Insider, Anna Valencia Tillery, inside the studio with Bob Stanley, our wine director, and Janet Searzant. She's going to be our venue captain at the Theater Guild. We're going to delve into some more details when we get back from a quick commercial break.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. We are celebrating the 4th annual Vero Beach Film and Wine Festival. Before we get into some further details, I do want to give some shout outs to the wonderful sponsors that make this broadcast possible each and every week. As your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, big shout out to White Glove Moving and Storage. They are in the midst of their 7th annual summer food drive. We have over 60 locations. Non-perishable food items of all sorts are happily accepted at an array of different locations throughout the 4-county area. If you know of somebody who's getting ready to relocate, they just need some help with the heavy lifting, don't hesitate to mention White Glove Moving and Storage. We are also nationwide movers as an agent for Beacon, so folks coming into or out of Florida, we can certainly assist. Pac Mail Beachside, they are here for all of your sensitive shipping needs, right? If it has any sort of sentimental value to you, you want to trust the experts at Pac Mail Beachside, representing over 30 different carriers to find you the most cost-effective solution to get your items to their final destination. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Big shout out to you, and of course, for being a White Glove Food Drive box host. We love Caliber Home Loans, and they will get you in the house of your dreams that you can afford. Of course, we want to look our best at the Wine and Film Festival, June 6th through the 9th. So go check out my friends at Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark. They're open 7 days a week, manicure, pedicure, waxing, lash extensions. You'll look your best. In addition, Melissa and her team at the Hair Studio of Vero, they will give you that fresh cut color style, make you look glamorous, runway ready. Every time I walk out of there, I feel like $1 million. And congratulations to Melissa. She is a proud new Gima. Her son just, you know, had this beautiful baby boy. So congratulations to them and their growing team, 12th Street and Old Dixie, the Hair Studio of Vero, the most affordable and stylish salon in all of Vero Beach. Okay, so now folks know how to look their best. They know how to impress. And we want to be able to give them some excitement. The World of Wine tent is just one of the features in this, you know, 4-day experience where there's a number of opportunities, including a la carte parties that folks can purchase passes to and be a part of, like a Studio 54 party, Bob.
And I think White Glove is involved with that because we have to move a bunch of weights.
Yeah, we got to move
the
some heavy
Studio
equipment.
54 documentary, we're showing that. And then we're going to have a big glitter party, disco party, plenty of surprises. If you've been to Studio 54 in New York City years ago, mm-hmm. you'll think they're like having a flashback from
Deja
LSD
vu.
Or something, right?
I love it.
But that is at the Vero Strength and Conditioning Gym. It's going to be an incredible party. And that's in the Glendale
Saturday,
Plaza.
Saturday, June 8th, right?
That's Saturday night, 8 o'clock. You can buy tickets for that a la carte, like you said.
Yes.
That does not sell out. Also, the Gospel Brunch on Sunday at American Icon. Always a blast. We have a gospel group there. And it's closed only for us.
Wow.
Saturday night at American Icon. Can you believe a busy night like that? They're closed. You can go and dine with the film directors. And we got about 100 coming to town.
Wow. What time is that?
You can get tickets for that. 6 o'clock or 6:30. on Saturday night.
And then mosey right on over to Studio 54 thereafter. I like it.
Yeah. And we've also got our wrap-up party in the tent on Sunday at 3 o'clock. You can get tickets to that. There's so many parties. The two on Thursday night, we have chefs and short movies. I think that's already sold out. And the Vintner dinner where I match not only a food item with a wine, but a local brewery.
So, oh, bonus, a little addition.
Try to get tickets to that. It's at a Costa Este, but getting slim. But a bunch of tickets for other things.
And, of course, there is a nod to the Vero Beach Centennial. I have the pleasure of serving as Miss Vero Centennial. Our town has turned 100. It's very exciting. And, of course, the Film and Wine Festival is just helping to put Vero Beach on the map. And you've been able to cleverly tie in the importance of the centennial alongside Majestic Theater and a little centennial celebration that I hear includes champagne and cupcakes.
It does. Yep. I believe that's Thursday night at Majestic.
Okay.
And I think it's also free because we do our screening of the Vero Visions Awards. What that means is any Vero person or Indian River County or local that directed a movie, edited a movie, filmed a movie, they're an actor in the movie, we show those films. And there's a film on the Florida Theater on Main Street downtown.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's cool.
That is way cool. I love our downtown, and it's going through such a renaissance, and it's just a really exciting time to be a part of all the positive things that are happening right here in our own backyard. I want folks to know that there is just such an array of different opportunities over the course of June 6th through June 9th. Again, the website is incredibly user-friendly. You can purchase your tickets there. You can also see the entire itinerary that explains the venue along with the actual showings of the films, correct?
There's something for everyone, and it's all over town. So.
And there's also the unique opportunity that at the different viewings, you could potentially meet and chat with the filmmaker and ask questions thereafter, right?
After the film, well, I know at the Theater Guild, we have the perfect venue for that. We have perfect seating, and then afterward, the film directors and the maker, they go up on stage and they answer questions.
Wow.
And it's really nice.
You don't ever get to really get that experience when you go and see a big film someplace. So that's really unique and special. And so you want to be able to take advantage of that. And who knows who you're going to see, right?
We have famous people come to town a lot and we keep it a secret.
Right.
Also, at your Theater Guild, Janet, there is a Next Up. And those are student films.
Oh,
and
right.
Students from anywhere, a lot from Vero. It's amazing how many people make films in this town, the youngsters, and they're incredible. Mm-hmm. And that is free to see.
Right.
Oh, that's exciting.
The Theater Guild is a great venue for the films. And I absolutely love it. I love seeing the filmmakers smile just the reactions that they're getting from everyone. And it just...
It's so rewarding for them, too. I'm certain of it. I do want to just circle back. We have about a minute left. I want to talk about the world of Wine Tent because I feel like seminars are so important. Like you said, Bob, when you decided you wanted to pursue your passions in wine, you really immersed yourself. These seminars, what can folks expect out of them?
I have some glasses painted black. And you have to guess the wines in there for prizes.
Ooh.
And that'll be fun. I do another double blind tasting in there. I have the featured winemaker, this girl, Allie, and she's a crazy fun woman from Anderson Valley. She's doing a seminar on what's biodynamic, organic, that type of thing.
Wow.
Histamine-free, sulfite-free, that type of thing. I've got a seminar on old vine grapes. Why are they better? We have not your granddaddy's ABCs, meaning anything but Chardonnay or anything but Cabernet. What are the new grapes upcoming that I need to taste?
Ah.
And all weekend long, you can order these wines at an incredible discount and pick them up later on at Varietals and More on Royal Palm Point. So a great opportunity to purchase wines at a real discounted price.
That is outstanding. You'll be seeing me there, Anna Valencia Tillery, Miss Vero Centennial, at this fantastic event. Ladies and gentlemen, don't miss your opportunity to be part of the 4th Annual Vero Beach Film and Wine Festival. Bob, Jen, thank you so much for coming into the studio. We look forward to seeing you out at the Film and Wine Festival. Until next week, folks, cheers.
Cheers.